My name is Dr. Wafiq Mustafa. I chair the Conservative Arab Network. I'm a family doctor practicing in London, and I born in Cairo. As for the extremism in the Arab world, there is a big and deep roots for extremism, because extremism came from fundamentalism, where religion were used for political purposes. This had been going on, as a matter of fact, for 13 centuries, since Mawayat family, and even just after the death of Muhammad. But nonetheless, but the recent phenomena of political Islam started after the First World War, when Germany harnessed Turkey to the side, and Britain harnessed Sharif of Mecca to the side, and both of them issued conflicting fatwas. And it continued in some form of mutation, that political Islam being used for political purposes by different governments, like Saddam Hussein, for example. He considered himself Salah al-Din, he considered himself Omar al-Khattab, so Gaddafi. And all have sort of idiotic dreams, confusing the roles with previous Muslim leaders or caliphs. And I think the problem in our part of the world, we did not deal with issues of religion openly and clearly, as it happened in Turkey, when Mustafa Kemal Atatürk was quite open, clear from day one. And I am one of his admirers, because he did not go step by step and gradual as Azudia. He would have been crushed if he did not see his vision through in a very steady, strong, and fast way. The Arab world is still living this utopia of religion, but really they never have any they never had any justice system, either under religion or under secular dictatorship. So, and the one thing about the Arab world, it was formed, as you know, past the break of the Ottoman Empire, was hastily formed as states. Was not formed because of public demand, was formed because of certain leader want to carve their own positions and make their own little kingdoms and own leadership here and there. And I think this is, I'm saying that because of Turkish perspective in a way. This has continued to our day today. If you look at the Arab League, it's very divided, very weak, and is a dictator's club. It's not the people's club. The currencies of the Arab countries are different. Even the linguistic accent and closeness between Arab countries are very poor. If someone from Algeria have nothing to do with someone in Yemen, you'll find it was convenient to exclude Turkey from the Middle East. And I'm thinking a new Middle East must be formed, which should include Turkey, Iran, Israel, and Malta, because the old system is failed, and it was a colonial system, was started by Britain in the Second World War to get Britain, to get the Arab countries with Britain. That's what it meant. It was a Cold War project, and is dead. We need to have a genuine Middle East alliance, because the Gulf countries have the Gulf Council organization. North Africa may have its own, but I think there have to be a broader alliance in the Middle East if that would involve Turkey, Iran, and Egypt as the biggest state in the region. Religion is very important because it plays a huge role in our life, and it's been politicized. We like it or don't like it, it is there. I do not support political Islam at all, and I support a liberal civil system in European or almost, say, Turkish model, maybe, in a way, because every country has its own peculiarities. But I think political Islam is not a way forward. Islam is a religion. Islam is to bond us as human beings together, to respect each other. And as well, we have to look at some form of reformation in Islam itself, because as we know, traditionally, Islamists or leaders of the religion tend to encourage, say, hate to certain communities like the Jews, the Israelis, and other religions or non-Abrahamic religions. So I think Islam, our understanding of Islam, need to go to some form of reformation, because whatever we say about that we are a religion of love, but there is readings in the Quran, like certain parts in the Quran, or hadith, which need to revisit it, re-explore it. It may have a totally different meaning than what we see the preachers in the mosque say every Friday.